925, welcome back. Jim Davis and Katie Mitchell. Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, your RMAC regular season champ, taking on Adams State tonight over Brownson in the RMAC tournament semifinals. And joining us right now, the RMAC coach of the year, coach of the Mavericks, Mike DeGeorge. Mike, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me.
That has to sound pretty nice, doesn't it? RMAC coach of the year. That's a testament to, of course, the job that you and your staff have done, but I'm sure you'll probably say the job that your players have done through this very, very strange 2020-2021 basketball season.
Yeah, no question. I mean, first off, like, basketball is a player's game. So, you know, you got to have players, and this group has been incredibly committed not only to, you know, executing, but also, you know, just all the things that go along with such an unpredictable year and keeping themselves and their teammates safe throughout this process.
And along with yourself winning Coach of the Year, your players obviously acknowledged for the success they've had. Ethan Menzies, Georgie Dancer, no surprise, both those players were named to the RMAC first team.
Yeah, it's great to see. I mean, obviously, Ethan's statistics, you know, stand up against anybody's. Georgie's are not quite as prominent, but I think it was great to see the coaches recognize just how valuable he is and how many things he does well that don't show up on a stat sheet.
And how good he is in the clutch, right? When you've had some of those overtime games, Georgie has always been right there kind of front and center of finding a way, hitting a free throw, making a three, whatever the case may be, to help you guys win some of those overtime games.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and I think it even goes deeper than that. It's just sort of his confidence and leadership abilities in those moments has really helped the rest of the team play confidently as well.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. He also had Christopher Speller, who was named the Freshman of the Year, had an outstanding season, of course, averaging almost 10 points per game, and shot at a 53% clip from the floor, 46 assists, 25 steals, second most on the team. And then Reese Johnson was also recognized as well as an honorable mention selection. Christopher also was honorable mention as well. But those two young guys, Christopher Speller, Reese Johnson, getting recognition for outstanding seasons on the hardwood as well.
Yeah, I mean, both guys have been outstanding. And, you know, obviously, based on the last month, you could put Blaze Threatt and Trevor Baskin in there to be considered for both of those as well. And so it's great to see those guys recognized. And it's, you know, exciting time for the future of our program with this young core, along with Matt Reniker and the other guys we have coming up. It's an exciting young group. And so we're really looking forward to the future and really proud of how much those guys were able to give us in their first year.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Maverick men, with us on the Team Sports Network. And don't want to leave out those that received all RMAC academic recognition as well. Levi Dombro, Michael McCurry, David Rico, those three players recognized for their success in the classroom.
Yeah, all three guys do a great job. Both Mick and Levi are great members of our scout team. It's the best scout team that I've ever had. They execute their team stuff with such intensity and purpose every day. I can't tell you how well it's prepared our group. And then, you know, Rico is just a great success story. You know, for him to be such a great student and, you know, it's really come from kind of a difficult background and is really taking advantage of this opportunity. So really proud of everything he's doing and on course to graduate this year.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Your basketball team opened up the RMAC tournament, the quarterfinal matchup against Chadron State. When you played them early in the season, Mike, in the regular season, that was a double overtime game that you had to go into a Chadron and came away with a victory in a hard-fought contest against the Eagles. This time around, your guys made it a little bit easier on themselves with a 67-52 victory. Ethan Menzies, though, with another sensational game, a double-double, 19 points for Ethan to lead the way in that Tuesday night victory.
Yeah, you know, it was a quick turnaround after a very emotional weekend, and I thought the guys managed that situation well. It was not our highest energy night, and again, we kind of fell prey to turning the ball over too much and not being great on the glass. So, you know, luckily we were able to really just put a very solid defensive effort together, and we were very efficient on offense when we got a shot, and so it was enough to get it done.
So now you move on to take on Adams State. The Grizzlies, they get the win 78-66 over Metro State to move into the RMAC tournament semifinals. And for them, a guy that throughout the course of the season, Mike, has been a tremendous player for the Grizzlies, DeStan Williams. 35 points, he really put them on their back in that win against Metro State.
Yeah, he's very talented, and he caused us just incredible issues here at our place. I think just the amount of turnovers he created that created transition opportunities for him in that game really helped flip the game, when we were in a position to separate from them. He's just a tremendous talent, and when he gets it going like he did against Metro, it's hard to stop him. And so they have a number of guys that are scary in their ability to really get going and make plays that are hard to contest. So, it really comes down for us of our ability just to be consistently just executing at both ends, and we have to take way better care of the ball than we did against them the first time. We had 26 turnovers. So that'll be the big challenge. And, they're just so long and athletic that they just are very disruptive. And so it'll be a big challenge.
Outside of Williams, who else, when you played them the last time, Mike, and that win down there at Alamosa, who else have you kind of watched some film on over the last couple of days, maybe watched some of the film from that win over Metro State that along with Williams kind of concerns you heading into the matchup tonight?
Well, Jackson's a real threat inside. Not only can he just, if you deny him in the post, they just throw it over the top. He's so long and athletic, he just goes up and gets it. If he can get to his left hand, he finishes at an incredibly high rate. And so, he provides that threat inside. And then, Crane also is a guy that just can get his shot off, and he shoots mainly mid-range jumpers, but it's 6'6", and long and athletic and a high release point. It's kind of hard to just take that away. So they got three guys that can just go and kind of get their own shot at any given time. And that's unique, and it creates issues when you're facing them in this kind of a situation where you're trying to end their season. And so, it's going to take a special effort for us tonight, but I really believe in our ability to defend. This group has been outstanding all year. And, as I said before, we've been very efficient when we get shots. So it's really just about ball security tonight and just taking what their defense has given us.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. And Mike, I always appreciate the time. Best of luck against the Grizzlies tonight. And hopefully your basketball team will be playing for an RMAC championship on the Brownson Arena hardwood tomorrow night after a win against Adams State. And, of course, you guys are in great position. You're the number one team right now in the West region to head over to Mines next week for that regional tournament. Look forward to going over there and following the basketball team. But first things first, got to get the conference tournament championship back-to-back years and nailing that down. Best of luck tonight against Adams State.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
Take care. Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Maverick men's basketball team, with us on the program. All right, 9:34. Jim along with Katie today from the